two drug companies have set aside commercial rivalry to create the first single once-a-day pill to help manage HIV and AIDS. The new pill combines Sestiva, made by Bristol-Myers Squibb, with Vyriad and Emtriva, drugs made by Gilead Sciences, Incorporated. Almost 20% of new HIV patients take that combination. A study published today in the New England Journal of Medicine says the single pill was more effective and had fewer side effects than other multiple pill combinations commonly used to treat AIDS and HIV. The new drug does not yet have a name or government approval. Dr. Norbert Bischofberger is Executive Vice President for Research and Development at Gilead Sciences. He says the single pill is a big step forward.
That has always been the holy grail, and when you talk to actual patients, they let us know along the way that it's just not possible for a chronic, long-term treatable disease to comply with these complicated regimens.
How complicated are those regimens?
Well, I can only talk for myself. I had to take antibiotics a number of times in my life. These were 3 times per day for 5 days. And almost inadvertently, every time I had to do that, there was one point in a day where I realized I had forgotten to take my medication in the right time. And for HIV, that's an absolute no-no. If you don't comply with your regimen, then that will lead inadvertently to failures and to drug resistance. So it's a big problem.
And is it assumed that all the patients who currently take this combination of Sestiva, Vyriad, and Emtriva will be able to take this new pill?
No, I mean, the medications are never for everybody. There will always be people that can't tolerate it, people for whom this medication is not particularly the most optimal ones. But there are other combinations available that those patients could take. But as our study has shown, a large part of patients can take this regimen and respond very, very favorably to it.
And for those who were taking multiple pill combinations, all those pills carried a very hefty price tag, sometimes costing as much as $30,000 a year. How much will this new pill cost?
Well, we have not decided on the pricing yet, but we launched about a year ago a combination product, Truvada, which contained both Vyriad and Emtriva, and the price of the combination product was the same as its two individual components separately.
Should we assume that this is likely to happen in this case as well?
That's certainly a reasonable assumption.
Doctor, why haven't companies done this before, joined forces this way?
Well, there is always a complexity when two companies collaborate, particularly on the commercial front, like which sales force sells it, who promotes it. What I think has worked in both our companies' favor in this case is that there was a strong belief in both organizations that this is the right thing to do for the patients.
But why now? Was there an event or something that happened that brought the two companies together?
Well, first of all, if you want to co-formulate 3 different drugs, those 3 different drugs have to be compatible in the sense that all of them are given once a day and all of them can be given without regards to food. And those 3 drugs became available really about 2 years ago. And it was at that point that the two companies came together.
Now, this combination of these 3 drugs is one of the most commonly prescribed to treat HIV, but it's just one of many regimens. Is it possible that this will lead other companies to join forces, other companies to do much the same thing?
Yes, I am absolutely convinced that this will be the start of a future trend that companies will more and more collaborate to co-formulate their respective drugs into one convenient co-formulated tablet. I do believe that that would be the case.
Dr. Bischofberger, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Norbert Bischofberger is the Executive Vice President of Research and Development at the pharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences, Incorporated.